Lisa Jones, and this is Inspirational Moments. This show is to motivate, uplift, encourage, and most of all, inspire you. This show is geared to give you tools of inspiration to help you overcome life challenges and life struggles. So today, we will have a great guest, which is Ladies of Sky. They have a new project that they would love to share with you guys. But for now, I'm going to go ahead and give you some words of inspiration. You didn't tune in by accident on today. Today, I'm not sure what you're going through, but just know that the best is yet to come. I know a lot of times we get wound up into going to work and in our regular schedules, wrapped up with being a mom, a dad, a sister, a brother, a friend. But you know what? Take this time to just reflect on yourself and just know that, you know what? You're here right now. And so right now, I want you to just take a breath, breathe in and breathe out, and just let all that stress go. Because you know what? We can't go back 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, yesterday, last year. We're in the moment. Right now, make sure that you're living life on purpose. And the reason I say that is a lot of times we get wrapped up into our jobs and just our titles and things that are to come when we're not even focused on right now. So right now, I just want you to be encouraged. Just know that, you know what, you were created with purpose. Whatever you want to do, you hold the pen. You're an author and you are a painter. You can create a canvas right now of whatever you want your life to look like. Don't be moved by the circumstances or the situation, but just know that you have the power and ability to create change in your life. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will be joined with Ladies of Sky.
To Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Tanisha J, one of the hosts here at Faces of Success Radio. Well, I want to make sure that you're getting the best out of the radio station's website. We have many, many, many platforms that are just for you. We have hip-hop, R&B, country, gospel, blues, reggae. We also have talk and country. There's many, many things for you. Just check out the website. If you're an artist, we do have packages for you. We also have things for the business owner, the author. If you have an upcoming event, just make sure you check out the website and get what you need. But here at Faces of Success Radio, we are the station that makes you feel good. FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Tanisha J, and we are joined with our special, special guest that I promised you guys, which is Ladies of Sky. So, hey, Denise, how are you guys doing on today?
Oh, Tanisha, we're doing great. How are you?
Well, I just want to thank you guys for being on the show and being guests on the show on tonight.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I wanted to start with Denise. And so, Denise, I wanted you to go ahead and tell the listeners who you guys are and just make sure you just kind of go ahead down the journey for the listeners who may not know you guys, but just go ahead and give them the insight of Ladies of Sky.
Well, I'll be happy to do that. We started out as the original female vocalists of the R&B group known as Sky. Our first album was recorded with Sky in 1979 under the same name, Sky. And we had the opportunity to record 10 albums with the group Sky over a 13-year period of time. So the group consisted of myself and my two sisters, Dolores and Bonnie, and we had a five-member band. Solomon Roberts was the leader of the band, as well as the guitarist. Butch Sierra was our guitarist. Gerald LeBon was our bass player. And we had Tommy McConnell on drums. And we had a couple of keyboard players over the years, Larry Greenberg, Vinny DiPaolo, and Wayne Willits. We really enjoyed a stellar career. We toured with all of the major acts that are out here. We're out at the time, including Aretha Franklin, Luther Vandross, Stevie Wonder. We did a tour with all of the major, all the funk groups, Kool & the Gang. We did a major tour with. So we enjoyed a really amazing career. When the band demised and we no longer had a record deal back in 1993, my sisters and I decided after about a 6-year resting period to come back on the music scene as the Ladies of Sky. And we have had a wonderful ride. I want to say we're celebrating our 40th year as the Ladies of Sky. And this year actually is our 40th anniversary of the release of the first song that we ever did. And so, you know, we've enjoyed doing what we do. We love what we do. And we're sisters, by the way. So that's been pretty helpful in terms of our being able to continue to carry on the legacy of Sky's music.
Well, I just want to congratulate you guys on the 40 years because, I mean, that right there is dynamic in itself. So congratulations to you ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I wanted to go ahead and ask you, Dolores, to go ahead and share with the listeners you guys' social media website information so that way they can follow you and just make sure that they know exactly where the music and your events are coming up.
Okay, we do have our EPK, which is www.ladiesofskyepk.com. On that, you'll be able to see all of our album covers, and it will give you a bio of everything, you know, from the beginning of our lives as the Dunning Sisters singing in Brooklyn and the beginning of when we were singing with Solomon Roberts and the guys in the band. We also have an Instagram page called the Official Ladies of Sky. We have a Facebook page called Ladies of Sky, LadiesSKYY. And we have several different things on YouTube. Our Twitter account is at Sky Of.
And our Instagram account is the Official Ladies of Sky. The thing that everybody has to remember, as Dolores stated, is SKYY.
Well, I know that you listeners need to make sure you check out all of the social media. I'll make sure you guys have it on our website, and also I'll have it in on the show as well. That way you can follow them and make sure that you're catching up with all of their events and all of the latest music. And so, Bonnie, I wanted to get to you, and I wanted to ask, I guess since this has been a long journey for you guys, which is great, I wanted to ask, what has been one of your highlighted moments with performing?
Well, I have to say, one of my highlighted moments of performing, and I think I'd have to say that with speak for my sisters as well. Our biggest highlight for us would have actually, as Denise stated, our Kool & the Gang tour. It was one of the most exciting and most honorable tours we have ever been on. It's really special to be touring with somebody and sharing the stage with somebody who you have one time sat in the audience and watched. So it was a big privilege, and that was it back in the day when tours lasted for almost a year. And so I would have to say that had to be one of the most memorable times we've ever had in our career. And also, I think the biggest privilege that we had was to share the stage with Stevie Wonder.
Right. Yes, that sounds so amazing. I wanted to ask you, Dolores, I guess, who would you have to say would have been, I guess, over the years, your music inspiration and why?
Well, my music inspiration has always been Nancy Wilson. I absolutely love Lena Horne. I'm sort of like the old school sisters in the room. I think that they gave us a basis for where all the R&B artists have come to, like Sarah Vaughan and, as I said, Ella Fitzgerald. And there's just so many more that I really absolutely love, but especially Nancy Wilson. I had the privilege of seeing Gladys Knight last night at MJ Pack, and she was amazing, absolutely amazing. And, of course, we all love Melba Moore, and she's been, like, a real highlight for us. Having toured with her, been doing some several shows with her last year. So those are the women that have been my inspiration.
Okay. And then, Denise, I wanted to ask you, my show is entitled Inspirational Moments, and so the show is to inspire, uplift, and motivate people. And so if you had to share an inspirational moment with the listeners right now, what would you share with them?
Well, I would share the fact that my sisters and I who have been doing what we've been doing for, as we stated, for 40 years. I want all women of a certain age and women of a certain size. You know, we live in a world where youth is praised, and everyone does not recognize people who are older and who are still fly, hip, and ageless. There's actually a group, a Facebook group out there, and I love to coin that phrase. And so I would like to speak to all of the women out here, the grandmothers who are still reaching back and helping their families. We love you, and we appreciate you. You're very much appreciated. And I think we're all contributing to the next generation of young people. For every family that has a grandmother, and in some cases now you even have great-grandmothers in the household, women who have experience and have a little bit of time under their belt, and they're still in there, you know, supporting their families in very special ways. So I hope that we continue to be an inspiration to all women who have, you know, ideas, women who want to start businesses or whatever it might be. I want you to understand that age is not a barrier to doing what you want to do.
Yes, and I'm glad you shared that, because I know sometimes in the media they like to put a stereotype on an age or a number, but I truly believe if you have a gift or you have something that you want to do, it's never too late to start today. And that's kind of what I started the show on, saying that today you have the choice to create your own life. Whatever you want your life to look like, it starts with you. So I'm glad you shared that, Denise.
Thank you, Bonnie.
I wanted to ask you, Bonnie, I know you guys have had a lot of different number one hits, and so I want you to tell us about the song Call Me. Tell us how you guys came up with it. I know it was number one, and just give us some insight on that song.
Well, Call Me was a song that had a lot of controversy, and so to speak, people really didn't know how to take the song at first, but we always said it was a fun song. It was a song that went gold and went number one, and so it lended to an air where people were always felt that their girlfriends might have taken their man. That is not what the song is about. The song is about somebody being a support to that man. So we always take that song and we tell people, you know, you gotta take it as you want. But Call Me, which came out in 1982, and Call Me was our biggest hit, and I'd have to say Call Me is what a shot Sky made their career. And so I'm just so happy, and we're also happy that there's not a day that goes by that we think about how Call Me really helped and boosted our career. And it's funny that sometimes we're in the car and what comes on is Call Me. So we're just so glad that our fans still are able to enjoy that song and that we are able to still perform it as well.
Okay. And then I wanted to ask you, Dolores, about the next song, which is Here's to You.
Oh, boy. Here's to You was sort of one of those songs where we wanted to celebrate the people that were in our audiences, our fan base. So it was basically a thank you to them and saying Here's to You. And the song was just for you. So it was an appreciation song for our audience.
Okay. And so I know you guys have had a long, long journey with this. So if there's a music artist or a band that wanting to get started out there, Denise, what would you share with those particular people on how to get the right start and how to have longevity like you guys have?
Well, one of the things that's very interesting about the business of music versus when we first came out, nowadays, they have so many more electronic tools available to them A lot of the musicians that grew up around our time were, you know, they were trained musicians. And I feel that they're, that for the young people coming up, they don't even really have to play an instrument necessarily. But if they do have a gift for singing or for rhyming, rapping, then my advice to them is that they have a world of opportunities open to them that we didn't have. Because you have social media now. The barriers to becoming a million seller recording artist have been dropped because now your music can be put out on all types of social media, SoundCloud, and you know they have all these other outlets versus the way we did where you actually had a CD pressed or an album pressed. But I want to say to these artists out here that I just want them to maintain a level of integrity and remember, you know, for the young people that are coming behind them, you know, try to be an example to them of your talent and your gift. And personally, you know, I find some of the music that's being played now offensive on many levels because it's kind of degrading to women. And I find that a lot of women are degrading themselves, you know, in essence. So I would like to see, you know, a little bit more upliftment and a little more consciousness in the music coming up. Secondarily, I want people to learn how to save their money because I think it's very important for you to understand that music is a business. And if you, I know several artists right now who are not doing well financially because they did not think ahead. And you find yourself, if music is your life, you're going to find yourself at a point in time where maybe you don't have as many shows or you don't have as many gigs. So it's really important to set up some type of a financial plan for yourself so that you can maintain your existence financially beyond when your music is hot, because everybody has about a 5-year window these days. I'm not sure that there are many artists like us, you know, who are enjoying 40 and 50 year careers. Our good friends, Black Ivory, are, you know, going on their 50th year, you know, groups like the Whispers, you know what I'm saying? They're around for a reason. So I want the younger artists to, you know, to think about that as well and just prepare themselves, you know, for the future.
Okay. I think that's great because you guys have been around for a long time, and I know if you listeners will listen to what the instructions, because the instructions are, do it as a business, be very professional, and then make sure you're looking at everything from your brand, from your the principles of why you're doing the music. I think that's great. I wanted all three of you ladies at this time in unison to say who you are and then to share the song, which is High, that we're about to hear.
Okay, so once again, I am Denise Dunning Wilkinson, and use the name Dunning because that's our common name as sisters, so I am the oldest sister.
My name is Dolores Dunning Milligan. I am the middle sister.
And my name is Bonnie Dunning Williams, and I am the last and final sister.
And this song that you're going to hear was originally recorded in 1970-something. I don't know the exact date. But the beauty of it is that it is a remixed, a club remix of that song. And we'd like to really thank our producer, Randy Muller, for providing that for us. We still have an amazing relationship with our former producers, Randy Muller and Solomon Roberts. And I hope that the listening public loves the song. And by all means, let Miss Tanisha know how you feel about it, okay?
Okay, you guys are about to hear High.
Don't you know I'm hooked on your love? I'm hooked on your music. Boy, I'm hooked on you.
It's your girl, Tanisha J, one of the hosts here at Faces of Success Radio. We would like to thank you for tuning in to Faces of Success Radio for your radio needs. We are planning some amazing things this year for you. Make sure you keep it locked to the station that makes you feel good, Faces of Success Radio. And if you haven't downloaded the app, make sure you download the app so you can keep us on lock on the go, FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
Listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Tanisha, and we are joined with Ladies of Sky. So I wanted to go ahead and let you guys go ahead and reintroduce yourself. So I'll start with me. That way you can tell the listeners who you are and also Dolores where they can find you guys.
All right. So this is Denise Dunning Wilkinson, the oldest sister and lead singer of the group Sky. Ladies of Sky.
And I'm Dolores Dunning Milligan. I'm the middle sister.
And I'm Benita, also known as Bonnie Williams, Dunning Williams, and I am the last sister.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank you guys for being on the show again. It's been so great. And I wanted at this time for Denise to go ahead and share with all the listeners about your upcoming events. And then Dolores, when she's done, if you can let them know the social media again and the website information so they can find out how to make sure that they get to be a part of these events.
Okay, well, one of the events that we're going to be doing, which is really dear to our heart, is the 9th Annual Black Tie Gala Dinner and Awards Ceremony Fundraiser, which is sponsored by an organization that is very dear to our heart, the National R&B Music Society. If your listeners do not know much about this organization, they should absolutely go on Facebook. It is an organization that is created by Ms. Vanessa Gaston, who has tirelessly worked to make sure that old school R&B and classic music artists are recognized. And we're very privileged to be asked to sing. Dexter Wanzel, who is one of the greatest writers of R&B music of all time, is going to be honored, among many other groups, Bloodstone and others. But we have been asked to sing Nights Over Egypt for Dexter Wanzel. So this is going to be an exciting time for us, and we're looking forward to it. So that's this Saturday in Philadelphia at the Doubletree Hotel in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay, and so Dolores, go ahead and give the social media and website information so they can keep up with these events and also keep up with your music.
Yes, our Ladies of Sky page on Facebook. We have our Instagram, which is the official Ladies of Sky, and remember, it's SKYY. We have our Ladies of Sky group page on Facebook, and we also have our YouTube channel as well. And it's always and always will be Ladies, LADIES, OFSKYY.
Okay. And so, Bonnie, at this time, if you would go ahead and share your Hayes, what's up, your shout outs to all your friends, family, and followers.
Hey, I just want to say thank you to all of those out in radio land who have not only supported Sky, SKYY, in the former years, but still support Ladies of Sky. And we want to thank each and every one of you for your continued support. And without you, we would not have had 40-plus years in this business.
Okay. And then you can go ahead.
And this is,
go ahead.
Sorry, Denise. I just wanted to remind also everyone about two more events that we have coming up on September 21st. We're being honored by the hip-hop community. As you know, many of our music, or you may not know, but a lot of our music has been sampled by many, many hip-hop artists, and we are being embraced by that community. So on September 21st, we will be at Mist Harlem for the Van Silk's Rapamania Concerts series, but we are also returning to Mist on December the 14th with the official final celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Ladies of Sky. So I'm hoping that everyone will come out. Everybody loves Harlem, 46 West 116th Street. Mist is an amazing venue, and we look forward to seeing everyone there.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank you ladies for being on the show. Make sure you got listeners tune in, and listen to everything that they shared. They said they have events coming. I know these are great, phenomenal events. Well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back with you guys.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Tanisha J, one of the hosts here at Faces of Success Radio. Well, I want to make sure that you're getting the best out of the radio station's website. We have many, many, many platforms that are just for you. We have hip-hop, R&B, country, gospel, blues, reggae. We also have talk and country. There's many, many things for you. Just check out the website. If you're an artist, we do have packages for you. We also have things for the business owner, the author. If you have an upcoming event, just make sure you check out the website and get what you need. But here at Faces of Success Radio, we are the station that makes you feel good. FacesofSuccessRadio.com. Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Tanisha J, one of the hosts here at Faces of Success Radio. We would like to thank you for tuning in to Faces of Success Radio for your radio needs. We are planning some amazing things this year for you. Make sure you keep it locked to the station that makes you feel good, Faces of Success Radio. And if you haven't downloaded the app, make sure you download the app so you can keep us on lock on the go, FacesofSuccessRadio.com.
Listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Welcome back to the show. Well, I just want to thank you guys for tuning in, and I want to also once again thank our guest, Ladies of Sky, for being on here. Make sure you guys tune in to Inspirational Moments each and every Sunday. The show is on Faces of Success Radio, and it is on every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This show is designed to give you guys tools of inspiration. Well, that way, whatever you're getting ready to prepare yourself for during the next week, you have already been equipped with inspiration to help you overcome life challenges. Well, make sure you guys check me out at www.tanishajay.com. All right, I look forward to seeing you guys, talking to you guys once again. Be blessed.